You are listening to the Tricorder Transmissions
and
5-year
mission,
episode
8.
And
now,
here are
Craig
and
Jeff.
Welcome once again to What Are Little Songs Made Of? This is the series where the Tricorder Transmissions and 5-Year Mission sit down to discuss their music. And today we are going to be talking about the year one track, Miri, written by Patrick. So let's turn it over to the guys from 5-Year Mission to hear all about Miri. All right, so next up, we're going to be throwing back to Patrick for Miri. And if thinking back on the Vegas convention, I'm pretty sure this was an Okuda family favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes. Okudas love this song. Oh, man.
Sheesh.
It's easy to sing along to.
Mike Okuda does.
Yeah.
Mike loves it.
Denise.
I know Denise. Oh, no, Denise loves it. It just drives her crazy.
Mike likes to play it just to drive Denise crazy.
they actually had no clue that we were going to do that, too. And we started playing it. They came out. And then I locked eyes with Denise. And she was just, she was filming us at the time, and she just locked eyes with me, and I go,
I think I remember at that dessert party, you launched into this. I remember looking back. I was kind of up front by the stage. I remember looking back, and they were at a table sort of behind me.
I didn't even realize that they were there.
I didn't either.
Briefly. They weren't there for very long, but it's pretty cool. So this episode makes a lot of references to things from, or this song makes a lot of references to things in the episode, like the grups and the bonk bonk on the head.
Yeah. This and Charlie X I wrote kind of back to back. I think one was one day, and I think this was the second day, like after I had joined the band, pretty much I wrote this one. And I didn't know at that time you guys were talking about writing songs in a more vague style, and I knew nothing about that.
We weren't sure what the direction was going to be.
Neither Patrick nor I knew.
I've always,
that.
Right, and I've always
dagger of the mind. And
that's right.
I've always don't cry.
I've always thought that I was a good sort of almost jingle writing, and so that's what this kind of goes for. You know, you definitely, we're getting there, but it's definitely got elements of that. And the episode kind of the song almost wrote itself because you have those really cool lines, that ridiculous, the blah blah blahs and all that. I mean, there's chanting in the episode, so how could I not use that in a song? Really.
And that's one of the most memorable,
it's
parts in my brain's history is that red saying bonk bonk.
That's right.
One humorous thing about this particular song is that I was really looking forward to writing a song for Miri.
Yeah.
Because I actually liked the episode. It was one of the ones I remember from when I was younger, and I was really excited to write a song about it. And Patrick just wrote a song about it because he figured no one else would want that episode. And then he presented that song to us, and so I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to write Miri.
Was yours going to be more serious?
Mine was gonna probably gonna be vague and serious.
Okay, so
something about some light reference to child molestation.
I'm glad I got to write.
Yeah, too bad we didn't get that version. Thank you for writing this song, Patrick.
This was the first song we finished recording, and the first song we put out.
It was
our first single. Yeah, I took it to. I went to San Diego Comic Con that year, and I took it with me and hand out a bunch of copies to people who had no idea who the hell I was.
And yet Chris didn't get thrown out of the con.
Yeah.
And that's when we were like hand stuffing.
Yeah.
Folding the single artwork and shoving it in the plastics.
It was very guerrilla.
We didn't do that with Spock's dog at all.
No.
Yeah, but I made it look nice.
We've come a long way. We just let Chris do it.
Yeah, thanks.
One of my big memories of this song was the first time I heard that. We've joked about this before, but it was where I really thought, okay, we might be able to be like commercially successful now.
Like, once I heard Patrick's song, I was like, this might work. This won't just be Mike and I's private joke that we have. You know, it's like,
maybe this will be a real band.
Maybe this will be a real band.
Yeah, the cool thing about this song to me is this is actually the first song that my daughter ever sang along to. Like any song ever. But yeah, this is the first song when
really?
She was two and a half.
I remember that.
Wow.
And she actually was singing along to him. She was in the back seat. She always requests 5-Year Mission in the car. My wife's car, I should say, not mine. She listens to hip hop in mine. and Fugazi. But yeah, in the wife's car, I had it playing, and then out of nowhere, I just hear this tiny voice from the back seat going, bum, 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 hey, bum, bum. Bump bump to head. I was like, that's freaking cute.
I remember when we were in the studio. I mean, in Noah's living room, recording this.
It's a studio.
Yeah. in the studio. And it was just me and Noah there that day, and we were just doing some vocal overdubs and some guitar parts and stuff. And so I recorded my vocal on this, which everyone else pretty much sings kind of a straightforward, you know, just bonk, 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 bonk on the head. And I was doing the one that I always do, which was
bonk,
really
bonk.
Yeah, which it's bonk, 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 bonk on the head. And Noah stops in the middle of the song. He just like stops and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing my part. And he's like, that sounds ridiculous. You can't do that. That is awful. And I'm like, no, just.
I didn't realize that discussion happened, but I did always think that.
And I'm like, no, just let me finish it, and then we'll listen back to it.
This is art, man. Don't stifle me.
And because, you know, things always sound different when they're singled out. And so we played it back, and it blended perfectly with everyone else's vocals.
But you can still
Patrick's face.
If I could change one thing.
Turn back time.
First, I would kill George Lucas with a shovel. No.
Nice.
Second,
you would remove my vocal from Mary.
Lofty goals.
Priorities. No, just kidding. But, this is also one that we always have as a staple in the set list, it seems like. It's always at least an encore.
For a long time, about as long as The Cage.
Yeah.
Those two, more than any other songs, were always on the set list.
And this was probably the most, this and Mantrap were the most crowd participation oriented songs.
Yeah.
And I think Patrick has got sick of it way quicker. The rest
did.
Of because we still push it all the time. Like, we got to do Mary. We just got
right.
To,
yeah. Well, it's kind of a fan
really
favorite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I like playing it. It's just we always play it at the end, by which time my voice is a little rough.
Yeah.
And this song is kind of hard for me to sing, so it would be better if I sang it earlier.
Next five shows, we're opening with Mary.
Yeah, we're opening with Mary. From now on, it's an opener.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts on Mary?
Blah, blah, blah.
All right, and that will wrap it up for another episode of What Are Little Songs Made Of? Thank you for joining us again this week, as always. And just as a reminder, the show will be off the air next week as we are both going to be away on vacation, but we will be back the following week, the first week of April, with another brand new episode of What Are Little Songs Made Of? And our regular commentary tracks.
298 years older than me. I don't wanna be a grump. I don't wanna be dead this time.